Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Shoot, yeah, it is a Football Friday, double payoff Friday, as Brian Broaddus is about to drink a cold beer.
Browns.
Out of Eric Chiafalo's sauna shoes. You're going to jump on to 105throughthefan.com and click the video or go to Twitch or YouTube. Zach Wolchuk set to join us from the yard. He's participating in this. You will see on the video feed, Chiafalo is paying off his bet with basically a set of truck nuts as a necklace. That's his way of pulling off the Cincinnati bow tie bet payoff.
That's correct. That's correct.
That is hilarious.
And people are alleging, in the Twolos are alleging, that my bet payoff is actually more difficult because I'm having to go the full duration of the show. Broaddus only has to suffer for what's going to be, you know, roughly, I don't know, 30 seconds. Now, what they don't understand is the aftermath of this sauna sneaker. Like, who knows what? Like, we haven't done experimentation on this before.
No, we haven't.
You're kind of a guinea pig here.
Yeah.
Like, we might get a text tomorrow morning and bad things are happening at the Broaddus household.
We might be solo by Monday.
I told Stephen Jones I enjoyed working for the Jones family. So, yeah. I enjoyed working with you guys too.
You've already eulogized yourself. And I do think that this, like, the entrance of this beer is going to be tough. But the exiting of this later tonight or tomorrow, or maybe shortly hereafter.
I might have to have another one after it.
Keep us updated on social.
I will.
Segment's brought to you by Soda, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. All right. Bet payoff in a few minutes. Here is Wolchuk at the ballpark.
Baby, this is awesome. This looks great. Eric, you look fantastic. I can't wait for the shoey to go down. I've been waiting for this. I think this shoe, I'm sorry you couldn't use mine, Brian. Unfortunately, yeah. I've been at the ballpark all week. I think this worked out better with the sauna shoe.
Yeah.
Eric, I can't wait to watch Broaddus chug this Miller Lite sauna shoe and get the shoey going.
Okay, first order of business, though, before we do this, you got to give us your pick for this week.
Okay, I'm not feeling very good about this, but I'm going to knock the Falcons off my Survivor pick.
Oh, my God! You ballsy bastard!
I'm going to use the Falcons in Seattle. I think the Falcons are due for a win. I don't believe in Geno whatsoever. You can replay this on Monday when the Seattle Seahawks probably grab me by the balls and say, go bleep yourself. And I will probably be having to wear the nuts around my neck or be drinking out of some disgusting shoe this time next week. But I'm going to go with the Falcons to go on the road and beat the Seahawks. And I think Kyle Pitts has his best game of the year. He's been bad, and people are bashing Kyle Pitts. I think he finally emerges and has a big game. I'm going to go with the Falcons to get the win.
Okay, recap that. Zach with the Falcons. Gavin has learned that maybe our guy might not play.
Yeah, Justin Herbert might be out. The line moves suddenly by over a field goal very quickly. We're still favored, though. I'm fine with the Chargers.
Okay, Eric, you got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs.
And I got the Eagles. So everybody knows who has who.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing about it, Dawson's trusting a quarterback right now with a rib injury who's being treated medically by the same doctor who bleeped up the lungs of Tyrod Taylor a year ago.
You're right. You're right.
So, like, your confidence meter has to be – like at an all-time low. But we got Chase Daniel. We got the local.
Yes.
You got a dragon coming to your defense. You might be fine.
It's the Jags. We're going to be good one way or another.
That's fair.
Now, we repeat a bet payoff like next week? Could I cold beer out of a shoe?
I guess we need to. We haven't really discussed that.
Yeah, but I think you could kind of like, because if you pick the team and you eliminate, that's just the team. I think the payoff is any one of those. I think you could go, but you can't go back. Like, I can't go back and do the shoey. I can't do the shoe.
That's good.
Yeah, okay.
Each individual person should be able to do it at least once, right? That same person shouldn't be able to keep doing that one over and over again.
I guess that works. That works. By the way, Walchuk, you look incredible. Haven't seen you all week. You must have lost an extra 15, 20 pounds this week alone.
I'm hoping, man. I got the weigh-in tomorrow morning. It always makes me nervous.
Dear God, that face of yours looks amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, bud. I think your neck is looking really good today.
Got to be strong to be holding that sack. That's a heavy sack.
Goodness me.
My manscaping work is actually pretty impressive on this one as well, I would say.
The girth and the tonnage. Okay, Broadus, when do you want to do this shoey? Do we need to get straight into the top 10 here, or do you want to just knock this baby out?
Why don't we put a countdown on it.
We'll put a stamp. We'll put an exclamation point on the top 10 list, the Wooly Bully top 10 list.
Perfect.
with the shoey.
Okay, I love this. All right, so let's get right into it. By the way, did you guys give your Cowboy predictions at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Did you give scores and everything?
Yes, we did, but Greg, throw yours in there too.
All right, so I'll have to do this. The Cowboys should win this game. Now, I'm conflicted here because I did say I'm always going to pick against the Cowboys, so I still technically need to do this, right?
That's right.
I need to just say the Giants are going to win, even though I don't believe that. But the Giants are going to win this game, guys. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
So that's my pick, and I'll just go like Giants 16-13.
Okay.
We're just going to throw that out there. Opposite day, even though I think the Giants are terrible. I don't know how in the world they're 2-0. I've been watching them thanks to NFL Plus Premium. Their ass, my dude.
Yeah.
They are not good. It's shocking that they're 2-0. But let's get straight into this list. It's National Snack Stick Day. If you don't know what a snack stick is, I did some research. It's basically a Slim Jim. It's like a meat stick.
Okay. Is that a safer word, Google?
Yeah. I was nervous. That's why I did it on my Mac. But it was safer work. Thank God. What do you guys feel about the Slim Jim, the meat stick? You guys game? You in on that?
I mean, Slim Jim's is a horrible product.
Yeah.
You know, but overall, I like the idea of a quality pepperoni stick. Just not that one.
No, I was a big Slim Jim guy for much of my childhood. It's been a while since I've got to enjoy one, but every once in a while, you know, you get the combo sticks where they got a little some type of meat and then the cheese
as well.
You just kind of each bite is a little bit of cheese and meat every time.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a nice little snack.
I think Slim Jim's try to do too much with the pepperoni beef stick. I think it's
a dog treat.
Yeah, the thing about it is you're right about the cheese and the beef thing together, but they've got like, you can't even choose. There's like 17 different. Just give me either the original or the beef and cheddar.
Yeah, the Slim Jim does not hold up amongst adults the same way it does again. For children, I think the kids love the Slim Jim, and then at some point you graduate, you mature into manhood, and
the package.
I guess you don't really need it.
You move on to the 7-Eleven like Reese's pepperoni stick.
Okay,
sitting there in that little tray.
Yeah,
little tongs to pull it out. Those are good.
No doubt. So I've got the most popular snacks in America, the top 10 here for you on National Snack Stick Day. Honorable mention, we have Cheez-Its. I can't believe Cheez-Its didn't make it into the top 10. I think people are obsessed with the Cheez-Its.
Don't sleep on Cheez-Its if you are.
Big fan.
Dude, yeah. So good.
Doritos, also honorable mention.
What?
As are Chips Ahoy, just outside
the
top 10. Yep, Chips Ahoy cookies. Didn't quite make it.
I'm most offended by the Dorito, because that's not even a specific Dorito. That's just like encompassing
all
Doritos, which is like insane.
I know. Big Doritos guy.
Only good on a sandwich.
Well, hell, I'm not going to fight you, but I love a good Dorito. I mean, you give me and the tacos. You don't like those Doritos Locos tacos at Taco Bell?
I've never had one.
Oh, they changed the game. We're going to get you some. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you lunch on a Friday, and I'll bring you some Doritos Locos tacos.
I owe you a lobster roll for sure.
I'll change it up.
When you stop losing weight, I owe you a lobster roll.
Hopefully that never happens. Well, at some point, I might get to the point where I need to stop losing weight, but we'll see. Number 10, we got Cheetos.
We're not there yet.
No, trust me, we're not there yet.
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Better than Doritos, huh?
Number 10. I like the Puffs, personally. Am I in the minority there?
No,
I would
say. I mean, there's a place for both of them. Don't get me wrong. I respect the Crunch and the Puff. But, like, the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Puff is one of my all-timers.
Yeah. Flamin' Hot, they just tear the tum-tum up.
Yeah.
They really do.
No question.
But they're good.
No question.
Number 9, Oreos. Got to go double stuff, in my opinion. But, Gavin Dawson, you are the Oreo expert.
No, I think you're right on with double stuff, you know? Now, if you're a dunker, it might pay off to go with the regular a little bit more.
Okay.
If you dunk it to the point of saturation.
Number 8, Fritos. Overrated.
Wow, Frito's higher than Doritos
Frito
too.
Frito pie, though. Ooh.
I don't know.
Frito pie, I'm with you, but just I won't. I don't ever eat just plain Fritos. I think they're great
scoops.
At cupping them in.
The scoops and dips and stuff, they hold up really, really well.
Hey, fair. Maybe I'm off base with the Fritos.
You are. No.
Okay, 100%. I'll accept that.
Was
number
that
seven, Trail Mix.
No, he's on it. He's on it.
Trail Mix. Pretty good.
Good snack. It is a good snack.
Healthy one?
Yeah. Nah, I put the M&M's in
it. Yeah, you got to have the M&M's. The broadest nose. Yeah, you got to have the M&M's. Number six, Tostitos. Now, that's where you get the scoops.
The scoops with a little bowl like that. Yeah, not bad.
I'm surprised Tostitos is this high, though, because you've got to have a dip
something.
With it.
Should be more than Frito.
You're not just going to have Tostitos by themselves. No. Top five here on National Snack Stick Day. I got the top five most popular snacks in America. Number five is the Goldfish.
Okay. I love Goldfish, I'm a Cheez-It guy over the Goldfish.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Check out those dessert Goldfish, by the way, at your grocery store. Like
dessert
confetti
dessert?
Cake. Yeah, there's a dessert Goldfish section that's outstanding.
Wow. Number four, and I'm calling a false start on this. What the hell is it doing in the top five? Almond Joy.
Really?
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
I was going to throw a flag on this list right around number nine.
Yeah.
Now I'm convinced I should have.
But
full
here's
on
the
suspension.
Deal.
I don't know,
I think you're ejected from the game and maybe missing next week as well.
I didn't want to do.
The Krusty's like the Almond Joys.
Yeah, you're right. Old people do. I didn't want to use the list, but it's an accurate list. These are the most popular snacks in America because I was going through doing research and this was the top 10. So I couldn't really fault it, but it's a bad list. America, we need to change our taste buds. Number three, Chex Mix.
That's trash.
What?
Yeah.
That's trash.
You guys aren't Chex Mix
people. That's a give up.
You're L.A.
Lucius,
defend Chex Mix for me. Come on.
I mean, it's cool if it's like you have a five-year-old in the back seat and
you guys are on a road trip or something.
Lucius knows all.
Yeah, I mean, but still you have to vacuum all the Chex Mix out, too. I'm not with the Chex Mix.
That's trash.
But if it's a battle of the mix, I'm going Chex over Trail. Personally.
Okay. All right. Number two is Reese's.
Oh,
yes.
That's smart. Okay. Yes. We might have a redemption situation taking place,
peanut
boys.
Butter, yeah.
And number one, the most popular snack in America as we lead into the broadest chewy
white powder donuts.
It's Kettle Brand potato chips.
Oh, I love the jalapenos.
Okay.
The jalapeno kettle chips.
Kettle
are
Brand potato
outrageously
chips.
Good. Thank you, Will Chuck, for that top 10 list.
Absolutely.
It is now time for a bet payoff here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Chiafalo showing you the sauna shoe via the webcam, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Maybe you can go back a little bit later on and stream this. But if you follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube, you can go right there into your app right now and see we are live. Now, are we sure that shoe is going to hold the fluids? Okay,
yes.
we're sure.
I am confident. It's double
layered.
It looks
like a well-vented shoe.
Yeah, it looks vented, but then there's a underlayer there that you can't really tell is there. So it should hold all the liquid. Broadus, how does it look? How does it feel? How does it smell? Is your stomach starting to hurt?
I bet it smells.
That does not smell very good, guys, at all.
It smells like a middle school locker room over here.
Gavin, it's got like extra tags and stuff in the shoe.
Oh.
I don't know what that's from.
Drinking plastic.
Extra. All right, here we go. All right, we're opening up. And here goes Miller Lite. Now I'm wearing it, so I hope I don't get pulled over on the way home.
Okay. Beer is going in the shoe. Okay, I do not detect any is leaking, although it's starting to come out the top.
Here we go.
Yeah, we got to chug that bad boy.
Go quick. Oh,
here he goes,
yeah.
Brian.
Oh, he's sitting and chugging. Yeah. Chug. Yes,
Broadus. Just a little leakage. It's at least 10 ounces down the hatch.
Yeah.
He has finished the cold beer. He is shaking the shoe to get extra, and Broadus has done it. He is now back in the G-Bag Survivor Pool. How do you feel, sir?
Ground spike. Boom,
I look
baby.
Like if okay now if I get pulled over
you didn't even spill
Miller Lite is
no,
dripping
no.
off your chin
yeah I got,
oh, it
I got it's on the shirt it's okay it was a little balance little issue there
inch. Yeah
I hear I got some yeah it's on my arm now
great
it's okay.
job Brian
it's okay thank you
no you manned up on that
it's a messy challenge I think the thing that helped me was the beer was like Miller Lite was really really cold
he's scouting the challenge
it's really
a little messy
it's a little messy and but you know what. I deserve it. The Browns played like ass, and you know I had it's a shoe, and the beer was cold, and I don't want to do that one again.
Did you taste the shoe?
Yeah, you do taste the shoe a little bit.
Ugh.
You do. And excuse me. Yeah.
That's not going to be a tasty burp for the next probably 12 hours.
I apologize. It's my own little mic cover here, by the way. So I'm going to pull the mic cover off.
Cares.
But yeah, it just kind of got a little messy, but here we go. We're all good to go. And, yeah, my challenge, I'm back in, guys.
You are.
I'm back in.
I'm impressed because mid-chug, there was I could sense a little bit of gag, and he was able to overcome it and still allow, instead of things to come up, everything just continued to go right down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm wearing a little bit on my shirt, but that's okay. Hopefully we'll be all right going home.
Good stuff, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walchuk. Is that your first beer in how long?
The last time we were all together when I had that tequila shot when we went to do the
Oxnard, right?
No, the game when we had the game. We did the Oxnard, but we had
it. It was like Bowl USA.
Yeah, the bowling game. I don't ever drink.
It was a birthday shot.
Yeah, it was a birthday shot.
So. Well, you falling off the wagon now. Can we get you anything? A pint? 40?
Nah, I'm about to have like two that? More of those while we I'm gonna finish those up.
Yeah, I'll bring you another one.
Let's go.
Cheers, Broadus. Cheers.
Love you boys.
Love you too, buddy. This is an epic deal. You know, we got this survivor pool. Anytime you lose, you got to do a bet payoff to get back in. So I think everybody wins if we're wrong as often as possible. And that might very well be me if Justin Herbert can't play.
I can now taste the shame part. Yeah, I can.
Eating
the adrenaline's wearing off, and now it's nothing but shame and disgust for yourself.
A lot of shame.
Let's go around the NFL coming up next at G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.